Well, I think that's why Ursula wanted to have some follow-up from the budget committee in terms of the process so that next year it's clear. And I agree with you, Rip, that I think it's structural. I don't think that it's appropriate. Well, I don't know whether the word's appropriate. I don't think that's the right word. I'm not sure that that Lonnie should be representing the affiliates in the budget talks. I think that maybe structurally the affiliates have to be a separate entity in some way that they represent themselves and present their budget themselves. And then, you know, he obviously has the final say of the budget, but that it's discussed with the board as a separate entity rather than under him, where these, I don't know, I don't understand how he comes up with $200,000. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, is Teresa on the call? She's on finance, and how does this, what do you think?
I think that he made a silly mistake, mm-hmm. and that he was tired.
Oh, come on. It was the beginning of the meeting.
I think that...
Sorry.
I think that being on the finance committee, he had been up the entire previous 2 weeks trying to get the budgets together. I think that he probably does not have as much respect for... I think that, in a way, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and he's dealing with five highly, at times, contentious stations. And I think in my conversation with him, he did acknowledge. In fact, he just kind of like, he had not realized the significance of it. He had not realized that he'd put it that way. And he was willing to discuss it. And, I mean, if we had met, he could have been pinned to the wall. So, if it comes up in finance again, I will certainly bring it up. But until Ursula wants to meet with him, there's not much more I can do, because since I did call it to his attention that he had expressed it that way and that it was erroneous or misleading to the national board and to the public. So unless we want to make a motion that where we could decide that we don't want him, for example, to speak for the affiliates director, that's something we could pose to, it could go to the PNB. If we really feel that we don't want the affiliates program, you know, we want them to be a separate unit. That's another issue that has been discussed at length in finance. And he has expressed his opinion, and it has gone, you know, he's discussed it at length with the ED. It involves the, he, for example, did not want his finance staff to do the billing for affiliates. He felt that they were busy enough. Despite any possible problems that could be had from the fact that the person that does the billing is in the archives and her supervisor is Brian DeShazer, and yet Ursula's supervisor is Greg. I don't know that would ever be resolved unless something came from the PNB that ordered this to be a separate unit, unless you can come up with a separate problem. And we're coming up, these are some possibilities offered to you so you tell me what's your pleasure.
I think what I would like to do is have him attend one of our meetings, and then we could, you know, have this conversation with him present.
That's a good idea.
Well, didn't Kalanje originally, didn't we, I believe, in the last meeting vote on that at least once or twice a year that we would have a meeting with Greg and Lonnie and, or it was just the board members, I don't remember, but that the affiliates, some part of the affiliate task force, if not the whole affiliate task force, and everybody that they need to interface with at Pacifica would have a meeting either annually or biannually. I thought we had agreed on that.
Well, I think because of this issue, I think maybe we should invite Lonnie to our next meeting.
I think that sounds interesting.
I don't think we should wait for, you know, twice a year or whatever. I mean, this is an important issue, and we need to get over it because we don't want it to carry on for the next year. And when we have the next budget cycle, we're going through an audit right now. So I think we could just put this on the table.
The way I would ask him is I would say, you know, Greg said to me once, and I kind of heard this from other places, that there are a lot of expenses associated with the affiliates program that are kind of hidden or parts of other activities that are paid for in some other way. And I was just wondering if there's a way that the task force could see what those areas are. And I don't have to see it down to the dollar. You know, I'm not looking for the $200,000 per se. It's just a matter of understanding where are all these hidden costs. I think we have the right to know, not the right to demand it. I just think that to operate properly as a task force, understanding what our business is, that
well,
we need to know these things.
Good.
So
well,
I think
I think something
that's
else
a
that
positive
we
way
put
to put it.
Ask mm-hmm. them. Right.
Right.
How about this? Rosalind, this is the sense that I'm getting here. Rosalinda Montes Palacios is moving that we invite the CFO to our next affiliate task force meeting to discuss the budget process for affiliates and discuss the calculation of affiliate and then in quotes costs, or you want me to put expenses, and is there anything else we would like discussed specifically?
Well, and other issues that the members would like to raise with him.
Yeah, you may just want to invite him for a general question and answer
right.
period. And just say that we have a number of us have two or three different questions, and like I have the question about the hidden costs that are associated with the affiliates. If he could take the time to think about that and kind of note those out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he thinks a proportion of someone's salary actually is spent, that time is spent on something in the affiliates, great. That's what I want to see is that list of things where he says, well, this person might spend this many hours a week, but, you know, it's paid for out of a different budget. Okay, great. Well, that's what I'd love to see. So that's my question, Teresa. So
mm-hmm.
maybe it's just questions and answers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. So Rosalinda Montes Palacios moved that we invite the CFO to the next affiliate task force meeting for Q&A. And
I think that we should, before we
and that
move
in
forward
parentheses,
with
to include budget process for affiliate program, calculation of affiliate hidden costs, and if you want to add anything else there to give him a clue as to what he should prepare.
I think that in preparing a list of questions, we should consult with Ursula.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. Then I'll put this in. I'll put this. I'll say we will consult with affiliate coordinator to determine questions, including proposed. And then in parentheses, those other two that we already have. Because
mm-hmm.
the questions are our questions, not necessarily her questions.
Right.
Yes. No, I understand
no,
that, but it affects her,
mm-hmm.
and it affects how her relationship is with her supervisors. So it's important that she be involved in generating and reviewing what we're going to present.
All right. Well, if I'm lucky here, these minutes will be immediately sent to you after this meeting. So I'm going to repeat this motion here. Montes Palacios moved that we invite the CFO to the next affiliate task force meeting for Q&A. And then in parentheses I put, we will consult with affiliate coordinator to determine questions, including those already proposed, which include, discussing the budget process for the affiliate program and discussing calculations of affiliate hidden costs. How's that sound?
Yeah, and my concern would be not repeating the budget process that we went through this last time, mm-hmm. but that we begin to discuss a standard way that we are going to present our next budget at the end of 07. I mean, we have to, I think, move away from that, but what will it look like? And we should start maybe having a discussion about developing that new process.
Okay.
And in doing so, to understand all the costs associated with the affiliate program that we might not be aware of.
All right. Now, how does the motion sound to you? Is there anything we want to add to the actual motion?
Is this dependent on Ursula's input?
I would think so.
Well, because we're not actually listing the questions.
Yeah.
I don't think she has a problem with us inviting the CFO to the next meeting. In fact,
right. I mean, we're the task force.
Why don't we have a group that might want to put questions together and prepare a list of questions, and then she could review them before we submit them, and we could submit them ahead of the meeting with him, and we could prepare them by email.
I think maybe what we could do is, rather than have another meeting, is everybody...
Yeah, I'm not talking about a meeting. I was suggesting by email.
And then, you know, whatever questions you have, let her review them and format them the way she thinks would be best.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather not have her submit our questions.
No.
I would rather have
no,
our
No, she could
committee.
Maybe send them all back to you, for example, Teresa.
To be declared the bottleneck here. I am on the finance committee, but maybe it would be best if someone else prepared the questions. Perhaps Chandra would do it.
I would do it if people want to submit questions to me, mm-hmm. and then I would send them to Ursula just to review, and then I could finalize the list and send it off to the whole task force before it goes to Lonnie.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because I'll clarify mine.
Yeah.
And probably it's too difficult to do on the phone, so I'll just write it out.
Yeah. So I'd be willing to be the recipient of the question.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to read the motion one more time. And then after the motion, I'm having this thing in parentheses. Chandra Hall. Will coordinate.
Why don't we just make the motion very simple?
Here's the motion. R. Montes Palacios moved that we invite the CFO to the next affiliate task meeting, force meeting for Q&A.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very simple.
Okay.
That's a good mm-hmm. idea.
All right. Passed without objection? Any objections? And then in parentheses, I put that Chandra's going to coordinate it, and we're going to consult with the affiliate coordinator to determine the questions, including those that are already proposed. And mm-hmm. I want everyone to be sure then that you make yourself available, because I don't want to have most people have some other activity. The next scheduled meeting is December 14th. It's a Thursday night. So everybody try to be here for that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else budget? All right. Anything structure and impact? None at this time. No report.
Excuse me, when was the next meeting?
December 14th, did I say?
December 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Thursday night, 8:15 yeah. Eastern Standard Time. Minority Station, Zarina's not here. She was going to get with Ursula and do some sort of record of minority representation at affiliates. So I would say no report at this time. New business, affiliate task force survey. Dina?
Okay. This is the first year that we've had the affiliate task force. And so in talking to Ursula, we were sort of, you know, reviewing how many successes we had this year and how much we had been impacted by the affiliate task force. And then I started looking at it and wondering, you know, in what ways we could better prepare new affiliate task force members, in what ways were there expectations that weren't met, was there a learning curve for the affiliate task force members? And if so, what was it? How could we, you know, it brought up all kinds of questions. And so I told Ursa I would be willing to write up, you know, a draft copy of a survey. She went over it with me, and I sent it out to all of you. And what I would love is just to run over it with you, and if you have any other suggestions, I would add it. And then the ideal is that we send it out to all of you and that you would send it back to me, and that would help us move forward for next year.
All right, so you're going to send us, let me clarify, you're going to send a survey to us and you want us to know.
I've already sent the draft copy. What I would like is feedback on it tonight.
Okay.
And, I mean, is there, if I'm not asking the right question or if there are other questions that come up that you think would be helpful to us that I'm not asking, if whatever you think about it.
And you sent it when?
When did I send it?
Mm-hmm.
I have to look at. I sent it a few weeks ago.
November 2nd and November 3rd. I see there's two emails. There's,
okay.
The survey was sent out the first year, and then there was something, a follow-up on the next day.
Okay.
So look for something dated November 2nd and November 3rd.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's just the second.
What's the title? What's the subject line?
2006 Affiliate Task Force Survey.
So it starts with a number.
Yeah.
Yes.
There it is.
Okay. 2006. And you sent it on the list, our little listserv?
Yes. Yes.
Looking for it.
So I'll just go over it. I mean, there are a couple of questions that have parts to it, but they're less than a dozen questions. It's not. So the first question was, what do you think your role on the affiliate task force is? I don't know why people joined and what they thought they were going to get out of it.
Money? No, just kidding.
That's
Max.
So the first question is, you know, what do you think your role is? Then what kind of information would you have liked to know about the affiliate network upon joining the affiliate task force? And then what kinds of services do you want to volunteer for when you joined the you know, what kinds of services did you want to volunteer for, not what did you join? And then did that happen?
And if it did, great, and explain it. And if it didn't, why not? In other words, maybe people came in with skills that were never utilized, and we could utilize whatever skills we have on any given year. I don't know. These are just all my thoughts right now. And then some task force members are PNB members and some are LSB. How do their functions differ, if at all? Explain.
Dina, do you want our responses as you go along to each question?
I would love response.
I didn't think this number four was necessary. It's like a self-evident type of thing. In terms of how the PNB members and LSB functions on this task force, there is no difference. They function all the same.
Well, I don't function the same way, but I'm not an LSB or a PNB. There are things I can't vote on or have access to. But that's only me, because I volunteer.
The things you can't vote for on this task force? What do you... I'm sorry, I'm not following you.
Budget. There's budget issues that could come up that I don't have access to always.
That's outside of the task force meetings. Isn't your question pertaining to what happens within the task force?
Yes. Okay, so it's self-evident, so I'll get rid of it. It's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have an issue with a lot of these. I was just trying to find out if they made any difference. So on the first question, what do you think your role is? Is that okay? Anybody have anything to add to that? The second question, what kind of information would you have liked to know about the affiliate network before joining?
Would you have liked to have known?
Would you have liked... Yeah.
To have known.
Mm-hmm. About the affiliate network upon joining the affiliate task force. We sent you the PACE information and some, you know, the website and some basic overview. Just was there anything else? I don't know. Okay.
That's a valid question.
Okay. What kinds of services would you have wanted to volunteer for when you joined the task force? Did you want to volunteer for?
Yeah, I think did you want to volunteer for is fine.
Okay. And then number five was, what did you do this year on the affiliate task force that was most meaningful?
That's a good question.
Good question.
What, if any, were some reasons that limited your participation?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Explain in what ways you can, as LSB members, bring affiliate network information back to your, and to each of them. You know, the question is, to explain in what ways, as LSB members, there shouldn't be a comma. I think that's what I'm getting confused by. How to bring back the affiliate network information into the stations, to the various staff members at the stations, to the individual producers at the stations, and then to the listeners. It seems to me there should be the next step taken. Now that people have spent a year with the affiliate task force and are more familiar with the affiliates, how can that information be translated to each of these sections?
Good question.
Okay. Do you have concrete suggestions for helping to make the task force successful next year? Based on your experience, how did you contribute to the Pacifica network by being on the affiliate task force? How can the task force better introduce and promote the vision of Pacifica Network that includes affiliates? How much do you feel that you have gained in understanding the affiliate network now that you have served on the task force? And answer either A or B. Was it enough, and what was most helpful, and to explain that, or if it wasn't enough, what would you have found to be more helpful? And that's pretty much what I could come up with. Are there any other suggestions, or do you think this is relevant? Do you think it would, I think if I could hear back from the affiliate task force, it would help strengthen our future time with future affiliate task force members?
Sure. Although, I didn't get a copy, Dina, so I need to make sure that...
Who
didn't?
I didn't get a copy. I'm looking all over for it. That's
so strange. Yeah. Who didn't get a copy?
Rip,
I didn't get a copy.
Rip Province.
Rip, Teresa, and who else?
It's interesting because everybody's on the list, so they must have... Maybe there's bounced or something.
I don't know.
Because I'm looking at the CCs.
Well, wait, look at the C here. It says Rip Robbins, IMS.
Oh, that's right. Your name isn't spelled correctly.
I'm sorry,
IMS.
Rip.
Oh, that's okay. All right, good. Well, I'm just glad there's an answer.
No,
I was thinking, did I, like, delete an email that had some, you know, I was thinking so. Great.
No, it's like, I'm sorry. Okay, so what I'm going to do then is...
Okay, I found it under copies.
I will change the wording on number 2, and I will take out question number 4 and basically send it out to everybody and ask that you fill it out.
Okay.
So we get it back in December,
Bravo.
Which will help Ursula and I figure out how to move forward.
All right.
Dina, when you say in December, the end of December or by December our next meeting or when?
I don't know what seems reasonable. I mean, it's fine if it's the end of December. I just don't want it to get lost. I would prefer that we send it out and that, I would like it back, I think, by the middle of December, which would be, I guess, by the next meeting. Does that seem reasonable?
Yeah.
Because I think after that, the holidays take over and everybody's leaving, mm-hmm. you know, and it will get lost in the shuffle. Yeah. Is that all right with people?
Yep.
You know, I have a question.
Sure.
I don't know if this... how this relates, but I feel that there's not enough. I don't know how this could be done except through Rip and Nathan, but I feel that we're really very isolated from the affiliates. I mean, we have the two of you, and fortunately for us, you're both on the task force, and we have Ursula, but we're really operating pretty separate from the affiliates. And I don't know how there's a way to bridge that gap or to have more of a back and forth or if we even should have a back and forth. But you know how the affiliates, many of them feel outside of the Pacifica network that they're not really included. I feel as an affiliate task force member, I didn't get a better understanding of where affiliates are coming from or what they would want from Pacifica.
Put that on the survey.
You think so? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. So I think what you're saying is I'm going to put other.
Yeah.
As a last, you know.
Or comments or whatever.
Comments, I guess, would mm-hmm. be it. Because it would be really helpful for us to see. I mean, it's that very issue
mm-hmm.
that we then have to figure out ways to.
So you don't think it's a question, and you think it's something I should just comment on?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I'll put, so what I've done is I've added an area called comments.
Okay.
And that would be very helpful. And it goes along with what I'm saying is, for those that did learn something about the affiliates this year, how do we move some of that information back into the sister stations? Because when I talk at BAI, and I'm really am the only one that talks about affiliates at the station, there are producers every single staff meeting that I talk about them that don't have a clue as to what an affiliate even is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, I'm just being real. I'm saying it like it is. I'm not putting any particular person down.
You know what?
They like you, Shonda, have no access to them for any reason.
I think that one thing that we can do is make sure that people that are on this committee make reports at the LSB meetings and actually give things to your program directors for your program director when that person communicates with programmers that they put things in there. Like the report that the ED did about the number of affiliates that we're taking from the vault, for example, or Informativo. Those things should be given, that information should be given to LSB members at meetings, should also be given to programmers. At our meetings, I talk about what Prometheus is doing. We promote Grassroots Radio Conference, so our LSB members are more aware of it. And for example, we had some programmers that came to the Grassroots Radio Conference.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, maybe has there been a survey done of the affiliates, what they want from Pacifica? It's kind of like I feel that that's the missing link.
Well, we have a meeting with them both at NFCB and at GRC.
Right.
And it's evolved finally. The last meeting, I feel, was the most successful, and so did they, in that they ran the meeting rather than Pacifica running the meeting. Which, you know, because it's their meeting about Pacifica rather than Pacifica having to direct it. We reached the point where they now can do that, and it was a great meeting, and some, you know, good back and forth came out of it. And Greg was there and able to dialogue with the affiliates, which
but you
was
know,
very...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was just going to say it's very useful.
See, but there's 100, over 100 affiliates now, or 100 affiliates, and I'm sure there weren't 100 affiliates at the meeting of the GRC, or maybe not even all attended. What I'm trying to get at is we have these stations that are outside the network, and many of them feel outside the network, even though they are quote-unquote affiliates. How do we get them to be more a part of us and to get us to understand what they want and what their needs are? And I think it goes to where Lonnie is coming from. I think if he had a better idea of, and he's just a representative of Pacifica, he's symbolic of Pacifica in that I don't think he has enough sense of where the affiliate stations are coming from, because he doesn't travel around like Greg does. I mean,
right.
He doesn't travel around to affiliates. He travels through the Pacifica network. So he's
right.
Kind of isolated from the affiliates. And he's representative of a lot of people within the Pacifica network. So
mm-hmm.
I think there needs to be somehow more of a way of communicating from them to us.
Well, I know, I totally appreciate what you're saying, Shonda, and I know that what happened, for instance, in June, was it in June, or I think it was at that meeting, that Ursula had played a video from the NFCB of just whoever was at NFCB talking about Pacifica and their relationship to Pacifica. And it's when board members really began to understand the variety of affiliate stations that are out there and the meaning that Pacifica has to them and for them. I guess there needs to be more of that kind of thing back and forth.
Yeah, I think this is getting me excited to think about how can we flesh out the affiliates to the Pacifica Network. Maybe some kind of a booklet or, you know, information thing needs to be put together about who they are, a profile of the affiliate stations.
Well, that's really what the website is. You can go in page by page.
And find out about all of them. But
right.
how many people would really do that?
Well,
this
is part of our mission. If I recall, there's a section that deals with the education. It goes both ways, education of affiliates about Pacifica, and then there's another sentence. I think it starts with educating Pacifica about the affiliates. So that's what we're
exactly
talking about.
And so this was an opportunity for me, at least, when I started thinking about how we could end this year in a meaningful way. The survey seemed at least another step towards that. And then thereafter, you know, I would hope that some people who are on this task force who are still members of the LSB next year would continue to be on it so that we don't always start brand new, but that there are people from year to year who stay on the affiliate task force. But I don't know whether that's a pipe dream or whether that's real. We'll find out early next year. In the meantime, I think some of what we're first getting to now is the next step, and I totally appreciate the feedback. I wrote notes on some of it, and I look forward to getting the surveys.
Okay. When do you want them back by?
Before December 14th, which is our next meeting. I'll get this off to everybody in the next day or two.
Well, let's say, shall we try to get them back to you a little bit earlier so you have something by the next meeting that you can report?
Well, I don't want to push people. I just want to know that we have them. And then we can put out a report to everybody as a final.
Well, why don't we say, let's say something like December 2nd or something, and then you can send out an email and say, you know, I'd like them back if you don't receive them by that date or something like that.
Hey, this is Alan Minsky out here in L.A.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi. I can't find any emails from this group. So I appreciate Teresa calling me today to alert me to the meeting. Can I give maybe a second email to you guys?
Yes.
But we are now being streamed. I don't think you'd want to give your email over the air.
Okay, I'll call. I might call Rip or Teresa tomorrow and give it to them, okay?
And then can you send it out to all of us?
I can get all your email. Yeah, maybe Teresa or Rip can do that then for me. Thanks.
Right.
Alan, why don't you have them check to see what, you know, to verify that the email that we have for you is correct?
You're probably using my KPFK, and what's probably happening is going into...
No, it's not.
Then what's happening is that's going... Then that explains it. It's going into my junk email.
Yeah. It's not. It's not a KPFK.
Yeah, Hotmail is shooting it into my junk email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That explains it. You know what? My other email is public, so I don't care. The email you should send it to now is aminsky, aminsky, at kpfk.org. Anybody can find that on the web. Thanks.
At KPFK?
Yes, Los Angeles.
All right, well, I'm going to send that email to Ursula so she can correct that for mailing.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we've just decided, we've finished our, have we finished this item, Dina?
Yeah, the only thing I would like to say is I don't think it's fair to everybody for the second. I just think it's not giving people enough time. Let's make it like on the 10th.
All right. Alan, I'm just going to, while I'm at it,
mm-hmm.
Send this correction to the entire task force.
Sure.
So those people that are not here have it.
Great. Thanks, Teresa.
Okay, and I don't know how long you've been on, Alan, but you
about
did
35 minutes, mainly through the review of the...
Of the survey?
Yeah.
Okay. We are convening a meeting, and you did express an interest in this. So before we end our meeting, let me just say here what it is. Dina's going to convene a meeting with Rip, Ursula, Nathan, me, and David Adelson to attempt some procedure to fit the timing for the selection of affiliate directors. Do you want to join that meeting?
Depends what you're looking at for a potential time. As you know, I obviously work all the time till 6:15 at night on weekdays.
Well, I think it'll probably be during the day.
That's just a.
How about if I put you on there, and if you can.
Perfect.
Okay, I've added that, and. Rip Robbins is also convening with Dina, Teresa, and Ursula to discuss definitions of affiliates. Did you want to join in that?
No, I'll take a pass on that.
All right. So our next meeting is December 14th. We are inviting our CFO, so I hope everyone will join us if we can. And then anything else?
I've already sent my issue to Sandra. So
I'm sorry?
I've already sent my issue to Sandra.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The issue?
The question.
For discussion, with Lonnie.
Oh, good. Okay. Bravo. So if there's no objection, we'll adjourn.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Great.
Great. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye. And look for your minutes, because I'm sending them out now.
Okay. Thanks
you.
A lot.
Bye-bye.
Good night,
bye.
Everybody.
Thank you.